CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Greece's debt crisis is dominating the G20 summit as world leaders continue their final day of talks in Cannes, France. The leaders are now trying to find a sustainable solution. German Chancellor Angela Merkel earlier said the stability of the euro is a top priority.
What counts for us is actions, and action means that Greece must accept the decisions of October the 27th, and it is not quite clear yet how that should happen.
Meanwhile, Greece's center-right opposition has put out a fresh call for Prime Minister George Papandreou to resign. Opposition leader Antonis Samaras.
A few days ago, Mr. Papandreou announced the holding of a referendum on a new bailout agreement, the trimming of the Greek debt, as we call it. We warned that this was extremely dangerous for the country.
Papandreou's government faces a crucial confidence vote later today. His party only holds a 4-seat majority in parliament. China has unveiled a 3-step plan for phasing out incandescent light bulbs to promote energy conservation and emission reductions. Imports and sales of 100-watt and higher incandescent light bulbs will be banned from October next year. Senior environmental official Xie Ji says the potential in energy saving and emission cutting is huge.
After implementing the plan, China will save 48 billion kilowatt hours of power per year and reduce emissions of carbon dioxide by 48 million tons annually.
Several nations, including Australia, Canada, and Britain, have already announced similar plans to phase out such light bulbs. China has voiced opposition against nuclear proliferation. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says China wishes to see Iran's nuclear issue resolved through dialogue and cooperation.
To achieve a thorough, long-term and proper solution to the Iranian nuclear issue, first, we need serious and practical dialogue with Iran under the framework of the Six-Nation Talks. Second, the IAEA should adopt an impartial and objective stance and seek positive cooperation with Iran to clarify certain questions.
His remarks come ahead of an IAEA report on the Iranian nuclear issue, which media reports say will reveal many of Iran's nuclear plans for its military. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao is scheduled to attend the 10th meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in St. Petersburg next Monday. The meeting will focus on the implementation of the consensus reached at the Astana summit. Vice Foreign Minister Chen Guoping.
The meeting is going to be in the first year of the second decade of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization development and coincides with the first year of neighborly friendliness of SCO. It will set the tune for pragmatic cooperation in the next 10 years.
Founded in 2001, the SCO gathers leaders from China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The United States is calling for Syria to fulfill the peace plan with the Arab League to end the violence in the country. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
Acceptance of the initiative would include all of the following things immediately. Stopping of the violence, release of the detainees, withdrawal of all elements of the armed forces from populated areas, and immediately allowing free and unfettered access to journalists and to the Arab League monitors that they've offered.
The UN says around 3,000 people have been killed in Syria since March. The Japanese government has approved $11 billion worth of bailout fund to the operator of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Japan's nuclear minister, Goshi Hosono, says the aid is meant to help the cash-strapped Tokyo Electric Power Company.
We must look into how much funding it would require in the coming month. The restructuring plan we have now in November will develop as new issues arise. So we will take that into consideration and make new budget plans next March.
The approval comes after TEPCO submitted a business restructuring plan for the struggling unity. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.